Welcome to Ear Candy here on local FM broadcasting out of the Thomas J. Condon Student Center on the UNB St. John campus. And a welcome to our new listeners listening on the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland and Labrador by Gros Morne National Park, as I understand it. Welcome all. Got a great show lined up for you, and we're going to get started with a track from the Bayonets. And I'll tell you a bit more about the group once we hear a few songs. But this one here is called Sucker for Love here on Ear Candy.
Shut my mouth. money and props, hugging and kissing the bunnies and foxes, monkeys and hawks and sweaters and pants. This is when we get together and dance. Letters from France, shoes from Japan. This beat is from heaven, now who is the man? Two in the hand, one in the bush, doing the thing with the bump and the push. Plums in the tush, I gobble them up, drinking the juices from bottles and cups. Wobble the what? The washing machine, left to the right, crossing between. Little piece of paper with their number written on. Paper in the pocket and the washer now is gone. It's easy come do 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 do. And easy go do 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 do. A million little pieces and my heart is broken too. What can I do 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 do? Pieces and bits, creases and slits. Free is the man who releases and quits. Increases the hits, betters his chance. Washing a load of sweaters and pants. Weather advances, sun and the rain. The fun and the pain is just one and the same. Running the game with paper and pen. Think of a number that's greater than 10. The nature of men, sturdy and mean. What is the difference between dirty and clean? Dirty and clean, never said I'm a scholar. I met a girl and she said I should call her. Little piece of paper with her number written on. Paper in the pocket and the washer now is gone. It's easy come. And easy go. A million little pieces and my heart is broken too. What can I do? Yeah. It's tempting to rock. Just a reminder to empty your pockets. 20 o'clock before you do loads. Take care of your dick before it explodes. Or it's exposed to water and heat. Especially when a girl offers to meet. You wander the streets with nowhere to go. Nothing to do, feeling lower than low. Slower the flow, disgusting, destroyed. Covered in dirt like Dustin Pedroia. Trust and enjoy, remember her fondly. Empty your pockets before you do laundry. Little piece of paper with a number written on. Paper in the pocket, in the washer, now it's gone. It's easy come. And easy go. A million little pieces and my heart is broken too. What can I do? Little piece of paper with a number written on. Paper in the pocket in the washer now it's gone. It's easy come. And easy go. A million little pieces and we'll be right back.
Yes, you heard Savoy Truffle. That is the Beatles off of the White Album. Before that, we heard A Million Little Pieces from Buck 65, Mr. Rich Terfry, off of Laundromat Boogie. You can find that particular album and track if you Google Jorun, that's J-O-R-U-N, Bombay. Jorun Bombay. He does all the production of the music, and Buck did the lyrics and singing. And we started the show off with the Bayonets, Sucker for Love. And the Bayonets are Ari Lieber and Brian. I'm never going to get right. Anyway, Brian, his last name will come to me. He's the bass player and guitarist in Paul McCartney's touring band. And Ari Lieber is the son of the famed Lieber of Lieber and Stoller that wrote Hound Dog and many other hits back in the late 50s, early 60s. I think perhaps Stand By Me as well. Those kind of tunes. Anyway, they formed a little group and put out a record called Crash Boom Bang a couple of years ago. And Sucker for Love is kind of the best example of the music on that record. So if you like Sucker for Love, you might want to check out Crash Boom Bang. All right, folks. I want to keep things moving along here. Some good pick-me-up music to be a companion whenever you happen to be listening to this show. We're going to go to a track by an oddly titled band. And I say oddly titled because they're called Diane Coffee. Right? You would think singer, solo artist, woman. In fact, it is the moniker of one Sean Fleming, who used to do voice work for Disney. If you're have any little kids and they like Kim Possible, chances are they've heard Sean Fleming's voice. And he has put out his second record late last year called Everybody's a Good Dog. The group name Diane Coffee, by the way, comes Diane for sure, I know, comes because of his love of Diana Ross. And I like the record okay. I give it a quick little listen. I played something on the show months ago and never thought too much about it. But I became reacquainted with the music and realized I hadn't given it its just due, because fabulous stuff. And I thought it was kind of just a soul ripoff, right? You know, Diana Ross and Motown sound, he's doing some sort of soul revival. And that just doesn't do it justice at all. In fact, I would call the record more of a pop record. And you're going to hear of this next song, all the intricate parts, harmonies. It recalls anybody. It would be the Beach Boys, but even that doesn't quite do it justice, just because there are a lot of different moving parts. So you'll hear the harmonies and so forth. So really a fabulous record. The first record that Diane Coffey has made in a proper recording studio. He released, I believe, in 2013, a record called My Friend Fish. I was going to say My Dog Fish, but no, My Friend Fish, which he recorded mostly on his own in a two-week period in a small New York apartment where he was living at the time. Anyway, enough chat about Diane Coffee. Let's let you hear the tune, and you'll see what I mean. This is Spring Breeze off of Everybody's a Good Dog here on Ear Candy.
How does it feel to be in love again? Perhaps this time yeah. frosted bit to the skin. Lay me down on frozen ground, swings around.
Just got to set yourself free. I could waste a day. Pretty thing. if I look somewhat like before? Tell me something I don't know. Any lesson you've learned is gone again with the moment. You call her name as she turns. Loud in hopes that you heard, with your deepest guts just strewn and spilling out. And you know that you'll never win, so you take your lumps on the chin, and you're still smiling as you blacken out.
Ladies blacking out from Grinnin' Streak here on Ear Candy. And before that, we heard Pretty Things from Mo Kenny off of In My Dreams. Mo from Nova Scotia, living in Halifax these days, on tour. Wastes Today, Heather Nova off of her album South. If you like that song and that kind of sunny, soulful, warm tone she got on that track, South is the record for you. It was her attempt at a soul record. And I shouldn't say attempt. I make it sound like it didn't quite make it. It was her soul record. It was great. Probably my favorite Heather Nova record. And she's got a long discography, a lot of songs, a lot of records, done amazingly well to keep making wonderful songs. Anyway, South. And we started things off with Spring Breathes, Diane Coffey from Everybody's a Good Dog. You know, you can get the wrong impression, right? Get an album title, Everyone's a Good Dog, and you're thinking, well, maybe it's meant to be funny. And yet the music is just transportative. It's wonderful. It's a, you know, too many new artists these days settle. They haven't learned from the best songwriters of the past. And one of the things I like about Sean Fleming, who is the mastermind behind Diane Coffey, is, man, he's ambitious, musically ambitious. And he knows music. He may just be a young fellow, but he's absorbed a lot of musical history, you can just tell. And that song has so many parts to it and such great harmonies. And you heard it for yourself. Anyway, that's Diane Coffey, Everybody's a Good Dog. Going to change tax a little bit here. We're going to play something from Yusuf / Cat Stevens. That's how he kind of goes these days. He was a big pop star back in the 70s. Peace Train, Wild World, Father and Son. Lots and lots of songs that he just hit a creative peak and made a lot of records in a short period of time. And then disappeared. He discovered Islam and the Quran and thought that the Quran said that you couldn't have anything to do with music anymore. So for many, many years, had nothing to do with the music industry or music on a personal level. But his children kept encouraging him to pick up the guitar and sing. And one day his son had left a guitar around the house and it was late. And Cat Stevens was up wandering around and he picked it up and wondered if he could form an F chord. And he did, and it sounded great. The next thing you know, he's playing and the tears are streaming down his face. And I think he came to realize that none of these old texts forbid something as joyful as music. What an awful thing to have ruled over your life, especially when you're as musical as him. Anyway, he's attracted a lot of controversy and criticism. I won't go into that. I just like the songs and the music. I think this track here, which is going to be called Thinking About You, is from one of the records that he's made since he sort of come back to us. I think it was a second record that he put out when he sort of decided that he was going to be involved in music. And the record was called Road Singer. No idea what that means. Not a clue. But I do like the song. This one here, On Ear Candy. A little folky, Thinking About You.
When I hold your hand, I could fly a zillion miles with you. When I see your grace, I can see all God's words come true. Every little bird above the haze and fish beneath the waves knows about you. Wouldn't they do? When I see your eyes, I can see rainbows in the sky. Being with you, all who parted reunite. Every little pearl drop in the clouds and stones beneath the ground are waiting for you. Wouldn't they do? Whatever you say lightens up the burden of the day. Whatever you do ever want to follow you. Whatever they say, whatever they do, I'll always love you. Every burning comet that zooms and angels too think about you. Wouldn't they do? Thinking about you, I could climb a mountain in the dark. Listen to you, flowers dance in the park. Whatever they say, whatever they do, we'll always love you. The words that you say lightens up the burdens of the day. Whatever you do makes us want to follow you. Whatever they say, whatever they do, I'll always love you.
Around, see your sunny face run from you. I look around, see your sunny face hide from you.
I bet the whole was a whole cause for another way. The dues, the days, the doors, the walls. We try to break away the mold above the peace of sleep. The way to shake the hate just to get the other side.
I look around, see your sunny face run from you. I look around, see your sunny face hide from you.
The peace of sleep, the wakes to shake the hate just to get the other side. Yeah.
around, see your sunny face. Run from you. I look around, see your sunny face. Hide from you. Hide from you. Hide from you.
And that is Jill Zolte and Sunny Face from a record called Jill Zolte. And you can just look that up and get it off of his Bandcamp site. His last name is spelled Zolty. That's all the info you need to find that, for sure. Before that, we heard a little folky tune, Thinking About You from Road Singer by Cat Stevens. All right, just going to keep things moving along here, folks. Actually, I'll say a few more words about Jill Zolte. He had an independent band, an indie band, back in the late 80s, I believe, based in Vancouver, called Zolte Cracker. Or actually, to get the pun, I guess you would have to pronounce it Zolte Cracker, though I think, in fact, his last name is pronounced Zolte. Originally from Montreal, currently lives in the Saskatoon area. I had grandparents that were from the Maritimes, so he knows this area of the country very well. And after Zolte Cracker finished the last gig, he sort of jumped right in. He still wanted to be involved in music, and he made a record called Horny Astronaut. Great record, by the way. If you can find yourself a copy or some songs, you should do it. He went to London to do it and met the producer behind the Stone Roses, which is sort of considered to be a seminal record, a very popular UK band. I think he just met him in a bar, and they hit it off so well, they made the record together. So he worked with a famous producer. But I don't think that the record was ever properly released. He had some copies, sold them for when people asked for a copy, and that was about it. These days, of course, you can use Bandcamp and Reverb Nation and all kinds of ways for independent artists to get their music out there without having a big record deal and so forth. And I was also thinking that Sunny Face, if you didn't know the lyrics... And they can be, you know, rock songs. They can be kind of hard to pick out, right? You would think maybe Prime Minister Trudeau should have used that as his theme song, you know, Sunny Ways. Kind of sounds the same. Certainly upbeat, lots of horns, lots of brass, and a very Conbrio vocal, right? Very committed vocal. All right, I'm not going to ramble on too much longer here. My name is Mark O'Connor. The program is Ear Candy. A shout out to all of our listeners in Vaughan Bay, in the midst of Gros Morne National Park in Newfoundland and Labrador. I'm going to keep things moving along here with something from Jenny Lewis, who used to be a child actor, notable for a number of movies and stuff. Anyway, she graduated from acting into music, and we're all the better off for it, I think. Not that she was such a poor actor, but she didn't stand out the way she stands out in music. She made a record a few years ago, a solo record called... her second solo record called Acid Tongue. Oh, and that title track is a wonder. Just a musical wonder. We'll play that some other time. Gonna play something really grooving and upbeat from that record. We're gonna hear a track called C Fernando here on Ear Candy.
High strung the street. dump's been turned out, stabilized, motorized, insecure, fabulized, curious, so furious, boots apart like Prometheus, legalized, penalized, stamp your feet, dry out your eyes. If you wanna go where they chain up the sun, see Fernando, see Fernando. Off or toughed up, too tired or backed up, haven't made your mind up, TBD or TB, tired of falling to your knees. If you wanna go where they chain up the sun, see Fernando, see Fernando. He'll buy a bottle of suds for you and everyone. See Fernando, see Fernando. Fernando.
With the walk and the talk and the tick-tock clock, with the rock and the roll and the bridge and the toll, the brilliance and the light and the stink and the hide and the road ahead of you. I cannot tell a lie, it's not all cherry pie, but it's all there waiting for you. Yeah, you.
I've got most, you better see for yourself. Don't be shy, how will I see you? Come say hello, baby, how do you do?
Is a brother-sister duo out of Chicago called Wild Bell off their debut record, I think released in 2013, maybe 14. Wild Bell. Before that, Every Day Is Yours to Win, R.E.M. off of their last record before they broke up called Collapse Into Now. One of their best records in my opinion, but you know, musical artists on the fame game seem to have a certain shelf life. And beyond that, it just does not matter how great the music is or how good a song you write. You're not going to be on the radio, and your fans, no matter how dedicated they are, seem not to be interested in new songs. They want to hear the songs they grew up with and loved. I read an article recently, very interesting article that said, basically, you stop looking for new music. The average person stops listening to new music by the age 33. My own personal observation is that age is actually a lot younger than that. Anyway, Collapse Into Now. And you know what? It would not surprise me, because I think all the members of REM get along with each other just fine. I think they were just tired of the job of it. Not the making of the music or the making of the records, but all the stuff that goes into touring and promoting and the obligations and the money and the contracts and that sort of thing. So it wouldn't surprise me if they got back together at some point, just because they like each other and they've got this musical connection. We can always hope. I liked REM. And Jenny Lewis. I looked up while we were playing that last little set to find out what show she had starred on as a child actress. She had a featured role in Life with Lucy as one of her grandchildren in the short-lived TV series, 1986, with Lucille Ball. So how is that for learning about your craft at the heels of a legend? And she's released 3 solo records so far, Rabbit for a Coat in 2006, Acid Tongue 2008, and last year she released The Voyager, so a bit of a lag in that last one. And she was a longtime member of the band Rilo Kiley. The voice, the vocalist, and one of the main songwriters. All right, time is winding down for this episode of Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Do tune in next week for some more up-tempo, sunny pop songs. Oh, we throw in an occasional sad one, don't we? We're going to throw in an old one this time, though. We're going to leave you with something from Nancy Sinatra, from her collaborations with Lee Hazlewood way back in the day. 50 years ago, this might have been a hit. The track is Summer Wine, Nancy Sinatra, and Lee Hazlewood here on Ear.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs, the jingle too. A song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer.
My lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine. Summer.
When I woke up, the sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone, my head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off those silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you my summer. Summer.